Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He has a plan for your life. Those who are incarcerated, Jesus has a plan for you. He wants to turn your life around, make you productive men and women in society. Those who are in the free world, the Lord wants to change your life, make you able to be brand new men, brand new women in society. The Lord come to save men and women, boys and girls from sin, and make you a child of God. Yes, he did. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet myself with a Holy Ghost for your ministry. And we're on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. We got the message talking about Jehovah Shalom. We're going to continue on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance.
Amen.
My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, the Lord will satisfy you. That's what we talked about this month. How the Lord will satisfy you. And will give you that peace that you can't find out there in the world. Yeah, people can go places trying to find peace. They look for it, go on vacations. They go to these amusement parks. They go to down in Florida to Disney World. Go to Disneyland out there in California. They go to the mountains. Go to the beaches. Trying to find that peace. But I want to let you know Jesus has that peace you can't find in them places. You can't find it riding around on a Ferris wheel. You can't find it, amen, driving on the, amen, the go-karts. But Jesus will give you that peace that you can't find riding the roller coaster. Praise God. That peace that surpasses man's understanding. Jesus will satisfy you. Praise God. Satisfy you. I'm telling you. I'm just letting you know where the peace is at. I'm just letting you know where the peace is at. The peace is in Jesus Christ. Because people will go to these places and will have their good time. But yet and still they're not satisfied. They're not happy. Some people try men. They try women. And they're still not satisfied. They get married 2 or 3 times. And they still not satisfied. I'm telling you. But Jesus has what you're looking for. You drink alcohol. Drink champagne. Drink vodka. Whatever that alcohol stuff is. Wild Irish Rose, Jack Daniel, whatever it is. But you're still not satisfied. But Jesus will satisfy you. Them sanctified folks sing that song, Missionary Velvet. Satisfied with Jesus. Satisfied with Jesus. Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Look at my hands, they were new. Look at my feet, and they were too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul been satisfied. The Lord will satisfy you. Some people think it is in money. Some people have money and still not satisfied. But Jesus will satisfy you. Amen. Praise God. Satisfy you. Amen. Yes, he will. With that peace. Praise God. Ephesians 4 and 3, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say?
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Amen. Now, praise God. Go back up and read, amen, the first verse, Ephesians 4 and 1.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
Now,
with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
Now, the Lord wants us to walk in the vocation where you are called. In other words, be faithful working for the Lord. Amen. When you're working for the Lord, you don't want love, no confusion. You don't love no arguing and debate. You don't like that stuff. But what you want is to keep the unity of the Spirit. Keep peace in the midst. Because you have the Prince of Peace in your soul. Praise God. Do it in love. Love one another. When you love one another, you have that peace. But the devil loves arguing and debate. He loves confusion. He's the author of confusion. He's not satisfied till somebody is upset with somebody else. And there's an argument going on. That's why the world is so much in uproar. People just love violence. They love when people be arguing with one another, fussing with one another. And about to fight one another. Some people love that stuff because they got that stuff in them. But when you have peace in your heart, you love for people to have love for one another. You want people to get along with one another. You want people to be in fellowship with one another. Because you have the unity of the Spirit, which is the bond of peace. I'm telling you, because Christ brings unity in our soul. I'm telling you, where there's unity, there is strength. You heard me? But the devil wants to isolate people, wants to separate people. And so he have an easy target to attack and to destroy. But when you unite people together, the stronger it will be. And when you have that peace, it brings people together. The Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. When they all was on one accord. They was joined together. And when you are joined together, the Holy Ghost will fall. The power of God will fall. And the bonds of Satan will be destroyed. Praise God. Because you have that unity of peace. Satisfied. But the devil loves confusion. When the devil loves confusion, people want to find fault. They want to criticize. They want to, amen, find something to argue, to debate about, because they have no peace. But when you have that peace in you, you just want quietness. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Blessed quietness. Holy quietness. I'm telling you, because you have that peace on in your soul.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. St. Matthew 5 and 9, Missionary Velvet. St. Matthew 5 and 9. What did the Bible say in St. Matthew 5 and 9? Praise God. Amen. Because the Lord wants peace to be in our hearts. Praise God.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Y'all heard that? Blessed are the peacemakers, not the peace breakers, but blessed are the peacemakers. When you got Christ in your soul, you love to make peace with one another. But some folk like to break up people's homes. Amen. I'm telling you, you break up people's homes. That's the devil in you, breaking up somebody's house. Breaking up, amen, somebody's marriage. Breaking up somebody's relationship, amen, with their husband and wife. That's the devil in causing that. But when you're a peacemaker, you'll be able to help so that people can help get along together, have peace with one another. Amen. And that's what you're called, the children of God. But the children of the devil love to stir up confusion. Amen. They love to take a juicy piece of gossip over there to, amen, to break up somebody. Air up somebody's dirty laundry. That's the devil. Backbite. I'm telling you, running up and down is like a tail barrel. That is, amen, that's breaking peace up. I'm telling you. Praise God. We're going to have to carry this message over to the next month, Missionary Velvet. Because I'm telling you, there's so much in this message talking about Jehovah Shalom. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Jehovah Shalom. Lord, you are the God of peace. Lord, let all the people in mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know, God, you want to change their lives. Turn their life around. Make their life brand new. Those prisoners ask for special prayer. Lord, touch them, Lord. For amen, touch them. Let them know, God, you heard their cry. Lord, touch them right now. In Jesus' name. Lord, I want you to go into, amen, touch those that's in the free world. Lord, let them know you love them, God. Change their life. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. Praise his song. Say right now, let the Savior bless your soul right now. Don't pull out the day for tomorrow. What you can do today, let the Savior bless your soul. He wants to bless you and I. He wants to give us that inner peace and that inner satisfaction that only he can give. And he is waiting there for you and I. You believe that prayer, Ella Holmes, that's prayed. You have started your journey. And don't look back. Just keep on thanking and keep on praising God and stay in your Bible and stay before the Lord. And he will continue to make you strong and give you that inner peace. Don't behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. And he is there with you every step of the way. He never leave you nor forsake you. Those in the free world, continue to pray when we pray for you. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love. And he has a plan for you too. There's nothing too hard for my God can do. Most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I challenge you, to give God a chance. It will be the best decision you ever made. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Those you in the free world, click into our website and be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. And to those you that's incarcerated, write our ministry, Bibles, other life-changing material. And Spanish-speaking inmates, write it for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. All material to prisoners are free. Amen. It's a pleasure being able to come to your, amen, homes and place of confinement each week on this station. To this broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.